This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing awesome and taking care of yourselves and doing what you need to do to stay alive on this crazy third rock from the sun. Now, today we're going to talk about something really interesting. It's something you may not have heard of, and it's something that is going to kind of pave the way for the future in regards to a lot of things, whether it's money transfer, whether it's ID, proof of ID, real ID, digital ID, and whether or not you're going to be releasing all of your biological privacy to companies which are likely to get hacked. So let's take a look at it. So, everybody's heard of digital currency, from Bitcoin to Ethereum to what we have now, the AI company, also known as OpenAI, has developed their own cryptocurrency, which has to scan your eyeball in order to prove you are who you say you are. So what did they do in, like, all alien society fashion and every science fiction movie? They decided to put up these silver balls all around the world so you can scan your eyeball, create your own digital ID based off of your iris, which they had down at Area 51 back in the 60s and 70s, according to David Adair. And you're going to be able to create your own ID digitally, and for money transfer purposes, kind of like Venmo today and Zelle and these other PayPal transfer apps. You will also, apparently, according to OpenAI's website, they're going to create a digital passport. That's on their list of things to do. The beautiful thing about opening up a company in the Silicon Valley and having something that a web page that you can put any idea you have out is that the first person that publishes it is at the finish line, and they are the first to win. So if they have an idea and they publish it, boom, they got the rights to it, basically. That's what happened with Facebook. There was another competitor out there, and they were and basically what happened in social media, the movie, if you didn't see it, you should. It's amazing. Social media. Social network is all about Facebook's creation and how Mark Zuckerberg took the idea from the Winklevoss twins, published it, beat them to the punch, and they all realized it too late. And so they went ahead with their idea, which was a social network for Harvard and for all and a few of the other Ivy League schools. But it was too late. Facebook had already taken off. So let's get to this article. It's on Coindesk.com, which tracks a lot of crypto stuff. And the reason I bring this up, you know, on this podcast is not only is it sci-fi coming into sci-fact, but also it does have real-world consequences for us, just like aliens do. And I think it's scary. And I think that people are reverting to cash more and more as it's real and tangible, and digital can be stolen from you at any given moment, which we hear so many stories about, you know, Bank of America and all these other banks getting hacked and people losing their money or being socially engineered on the phone to give up their passwords so that they have to give, you know, their money gets erased by these hackers. Well, good luck getting your cash erased or your gold erased unless somebody comes and breaks in your house. So anyway, according to this article, WorldCoin, which is the cryptocurrency startup founded by OpenAI, which is ChatGPT, the AI that everybody's using and everybody's playing with to
create everything from their own books to their own creations artistically, to developing a business plan. That's what OpenAI and ChatGPT are all about. So they created their own cryptocurrency, and they announced a major expansion to its eye scanning identification platform on Wednesday. Now, this was written... This was written December 13th. Now, there's a new article that came out about Spain banning it, which is the next on the list to show you and to read about. So, telling you what they are, and then I'm going to tell you why Spain banned it. So, and Spain's a very intelligent country in its own right. So, they included integrations, OpenAI included integrations with major tech firms and new multi-level verification system for its World ID digital passport. So this thing is kind of twofold. They're creating a new cryptocurrency that they want everybody to use, that all they have to do is scan their eyes. Think about that movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise, directed by Steven Spielberg, where Tom Cruise is walking through the mall and it scans his eyeball, and guess what? It starts giving him all kinds of commercials, and you can't avoid it unless you get somebody else's eyeball, which is what he did in that movie. Sorry, spoiler alert. Tiago Sada, the head of products for Tools for Humanity, the company behind WorldCoin, said in an interview that the World ID 2.0 marks a monumental upgrade for the protocol that combines ideas that were originally laid out on their white paper and feedback that they've heard from developers. So, they already started offering on-site onboarding in Singapore and New Mexico, and additionally, they integrated Shopify, Reddit, Telegram, and Minecraft, Microsoft Minecraft, amongst others. Minecraft is really a kid's game, okay? So they're trying to initiate these kids into, like, giving up their eye IDs, their retinal ID early. This is scary, man. So, that, like they said, it's impossible to talk about WorldCoin without mentioning the orb, the retina scanning sphere. It's like a little silver sphere, right? It's a basketball-sized chrome globe, and the device scans eyeballs to authenticate first-time users. It does this to guarantee that all World ID holders are verifiably unique, which could prove useful for online services looking to weed out bots from real humans and so on and so forth. The problem with this is that they're going to start off using this and they're going to say this is like the best identification, period. But guess what? They're going to take this technology and they are going to put it into central areas where people are walking through. Maybe they scan you on your way up, walking in line to Dairy Queen on a nice hot summer day, and it says, oh, hey, it's John Smith. Well, we know John Smith loves chocolate brownie cookie dough ice cream, whatever the case is. Would you like to pre-order that while you're in line, John? Would you like to obtain 30 gallons of gas in your Ford Explorer, John? Probably Ford Expedition would have 30 gallons. Would you like, a renewing of your t-shirts from last year, John? You bought a 5-pack green t-shirts. Would you like that again? That's what's going to happen. Now, I mean, I know a lot of people shop online and all that, but I mean, this stuff is going to be in the real world still. Hell, maybe it'll be in taking over some waitresses' jobs, right? It's going to come up to your table and say, hey, thanks for coming back, John Smith. Would you like that dirty martini again? And you're paying AI, or you're paying some company that paid for the AI. I said there was going to become a coming war in between the economy of AI-directed businesses and real human businesses that are still using a human workforce. There's a coming war, economic war, when it comes down to it. So, on Reddit, a lot of people discussed this World ID, and they were worried about giving people their identifications. They're worried about using this Orb Plus. What else could it mean? The Tools for Humanity says that nearly 5 million people have scanned their eyes already in exchange for world IDs since they unveiled the orb. Get this, they did it in 2021. Who the hell knew? We were in the middle of the pandemic. I didn't even know about this. The number includes more than 1% of the population of Chile, Argentina, and 2% of the population in Portugal. Now, see, a lot of these Latin countries are absorbing this technology and using it for a real currency in their countries. I can't remember if it was Brazil. I want to say it's Brazil. That's a huge, huge Bitcoin supporter, and they're using it as one of their primary methods of payment at cashiers, at stores, at gas stations, everywhere. And Sam Altman, man, brilliant dude, nice young guy. You know, he's the CEO of the OpenAI software, which Microsoft decided to invest in. Bill Gates, if we want to get into conspiracy theories, he doesn't want that many people on the planet. Wouldn't it be interesting if Bill Gates had access to everybody's iris IDs and said, hey, we take this iris, okay, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. We're taking this iris ID. It's almost as good as DNA if they have the right technology. And they can say, hey, this, what we can examine in this iris is that this person's going to live to be 75 years old, relatively no cancer, no illnesses, be able to run, marathons all the way up to 75. We're going to take their information from their iris, and they're going to start building super people, right? Or they're going to start utilizing your iris to capture every single thing that you do anywhere that you go, even if you don't bring your phone with you. See, that's a major problem for police forces and for law enforcement around the world, on the federal level. If you're in trouble in the United States and you bounce out to France, it's pretty hard for anybody in France to find you, right? But if they notice that you're walking past McDonald's or, something in the UK or somewhere else, and they got one of those nice little iris readers, boom, you're busted. They know you're there. They just zapped your eyes. You didn't even notice it. Same thing in Minority Reports, exactly what they use. They use these little spiders to infiltrate people's houses to zap their eyes and see if it was them or not. And you had to, cover your eyes or get the threat of the police busting down your door and basically having them zap you and see if you were who you really said you were. It gets to be really dangerous. So let's find out exactly why Spain decided to block this in their country. Could it be for the exact same reasons that we think? Well, let's find out. Okay, so let's refresh this. Okay, Spain has put a temporary ban. Okay, they want my cookies. Okay, you can have my cookies. Whatever, see? More tracking, right? Spain has put a temporary ban on WorldCoin eyeball scans, citing concerns over privacy. This is at Euronews.com, okay? So, Spain's privacy watchdog has ordered for WorldCoin to cease its operations in the country for 3 months. Only 3 months. It's not that long. But remember, even Elon Musk wanted to pause operations on AI for 6 months. So it has concerns over what it's doing with its users' privacy. Remember, Facebook said, oh, we're not going to use your information. Then they had that whole other company, and they were using people's private information. So many companies have been sued over people using private information, whether they're using it in a really malicious way or if they're just using it in an advertisement way. Regardless of the way that they're using it, people need to be aware of how bad, how far it can be taken and which ways it can be used. And even if they're reading terms and conditions, it's still very difficult to understand where and how your information is really going to be used. So it's important to learn, and it's important to know. So the stated goal of WorldCoin is to give people the form of identification that could never be stolen or duplicated. Well, isn't that what they were talking about, fingerprints and everybody using fingerprints on their Apple phone? I don't have an Apple phone, and that's one of the reasons I don't. It's because I don't want to give up my thumbprint to anybody. Could they just steal it off my Android phone when I got my thumb on my phone and scrolling through TikTok? Probably. I don't know. I don't think the technology exists on my phone for it. But there's a camera. That camera could be used for a lot of things, right? So there's that. So let's look, do a little bit more dive into this article. Spain's Agency for Data Protection told WorldCoin's parent company, Tools for Humanity, that Wednesday they wanted them to stop collecting personal data to keep hold of all information that's already collected. And the agency said in a statement that it had received various complaints against the company that ranged from gathering the personal information of minors, which is what we were talking about with the Minecraft thing, to not allowing people to withdraw their consent for sharing personal data. So once you gave your consent, they weren't allowing you to take it away. People have lined up at points where these orbs have been placed in cities like Madrid and Barcelona for recent months. Now, there's been some investigation into WorldCoin's operations. More than 360,000 people in Spain have signed up for WorldCoin. Very interesting, and that's just since November. While WorldCoin argues that the data they use is to create a unique, secure form of identification, privacy experts have concerns about the company and may use the information in other ways like personalized marketing. Exactly what we're talking about with Minority Report. I'm telling you guys, it's one of my favorite movies of all time since it came out in 2002, I believe it was. And I'm telling you, Spielberg directed it. Cruise was in it. There's a ton of other really famous people in that movie. You should check it out because it basically kind of shows almost where we're headed in maybe just 5 short years. Granted, they have a product in that movie called Pre-Crime where they're using 3 telepathic sisters and one brother, and they are all predicting the crime that's going to happen, and they stop the crime. But that's regardless of the point. The technology is what we're talking about with the eyes happening. So the Kenyan government likewise suspended new signups for WorldCoin as it's investigating whether people's information is being properly protected. The Spanish Data Protection Authority is circumventing EU law, European Union law, with their actions today, which are limited to Spain, not the broader EU, and spread inaccurate and misleading claims about our technology globally, according to Janik Preswitz, WorldCoin's data protection officer, said in a statement. Well, I must say that you cannot guarantee with any level of certainty that any data that's being used will 100% be safe from a variety of things. The company can be hacked. The company could be hacked from the inside, could be hacked from the outside. They could utilize your information later on and say, hey, we're going to use it for this purpose. Maybe a purpose we don't even know about yet. Maybe they might use it for and share it with the company that creates these silver balls and puts them all over, you know, the world. We don't know. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Because there's no way to protect yourself. Okay? So let's say you don't agree to being on one of these balls, right? These metal spherical mystery balls. But they're in these huge metropolitan areas and they just scan everybody. And you never gave your consent, but based on your facial recognition technology, we can figure out who you are and then put your eyeball identification on your name just like that without you giving consent for it. And now we know exactly who you are and where you go. It's really interesting because a lot of people have been talking about these new masks, these rubber latex masks that people can put on and just become a different person, but their eyeballs are still there. So if this iris technology is still there, they'd still be able to utilize that to identify anybody that's utilizing these masks for a nefarious purpose. So if you wanted to be incognito for whatever reason, even if it was totally legal, you couldn't be incognito unless you covered your eyes as well. And these things are going to be monitoring your gait as well, how you walk. Julian Assange knew this when he was going to go to the Ecuadorian embassy and claim persecution and ask for their protection. And so when he went there, he put a rock in his shoe to give himself a gimp as he was walking and going there, because he knew his gait would be possibly monitored. With all the information that he knew and gathered with WikiLeaks, he decided to do that. So when it comes to your personal privacy, both online and in the real world, they're starting to blend together. And you have to be really conscious about this and cautious about this, because not only does it affect you, but it also affects your children. And do you want your children's privacy to be out there? Because after you're retired and don't care about things anymore, they still have to. So they still have to be aware of it and how it's going to be used and how it can be maliciously used in the future. And the future is coming along every single day, isn't it? Every day it's coming along. Different technologies coming out, like OpenAI, like AI, everywhere, like deep fakes, like created video from text to video. Everything is coming out. So it's just something to be aware of. You see a metal ball just hanging out in some random spot out in a metropolitan area, maybe you avoid that metal ball. Maybe you put your sunglasses on. Maybe you put a hat on over your eyes, whatever the case is, because maybe, just maybe, that thing's trying to look into your soul. So anyway, guys, I hope you're having a fantastic night, taking care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally. I love you guys. I want nothing but the best for you, so that's why I'm always trying to bring you important information. And I want you to be careful. I want you to be safe. I want you to be in a world that you can feel free in. And the more technology we have, it seems like the less free we can really be. So, follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, whatever they may be. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Please share with your friends. Like, follow, subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. And I appreciate you guys so much for doing that. Take care of yourselves. Lockdown Universe out.